Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm AJ Zare, and I'm joined by the king of mesh shirts, Rich Stambolian.
I don't think I've ever bought a mesh shirt in my life. I'm not against mesh shirts. I'm pro mesh shirts.
Want to do that this summer? Just mesh.
Mesh men? Yeah. We did the poofy shirts one day.
We did.
I think we could do the mesh.
Oh, yeah. Crop top, though.
Yes.
Has to be crop top.
Absolutely. Mesh men.
Right up to here.
Yeah. Fantastic. I wouldn't mind that at all. MG, even though you're not on camera, you have to do it, too.
Listen, this is the only professional wrestling show where not only do you get breaking news and scoops, you also get the delusional thoughts of two men slowly reaching their demise due to carbon monoxide poisoning.
Slowly decomposing.
All right. Next week, I'm going to end up in a wedding dress here and all loopy.
And I'll be dressed as the groom.
But your clothes are on backwards.
And I'm Frankenstein for some reason.
Ooh, I like that.
Just show up with neck bolts next week.
Guys, a lot to talk about. Obviously, here today, I have a lot of notes here. We have a ton of news to talk about. The draft begins tonight, continues on Monday Night Raw. My birthday's coming up. My son's birthday's coming up. Monday, we're going to the Mets game.
If anybody's going
to the Mets game on Monday, come say hello. Annual outing for the Zarian clan. Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. Your kids almost got kidnapped by Mr. Met last year. We had to fight them off.
Dude, actually, you and I, we'll talk. We took one of those edibles.
Yeah. It was nice.
It was a nice day. It was a beautiful day. But at one point, we did think that Mr. Met was trying to kidnap our children.
Yeah.
So, Rich and my kids, not the ones I have with Jess.
But, oh, yeah, our kids. But yeah. Our kids are safe.
Yeah, our kids are fine.
It was like a whole junior situation.
Dark Side of the Ring, Season 4, the return of it this season looks fantastic. We're going to talk about that. Some of the people eligible for the draft, AEW Dynamite, the latest on CM Punk, and the Saturday show. Where do you want to begin, Rich?
Let's start right at the top. Do you want to... Oh, I think I may be looking at the wrong notes here.
Oh, what day are we in?
It was basically like, hey, CM Punk's coming back. I was like, we did the show last week. Give me 2 seconds. There we go. Let's jump into Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, man.
Are you still a fan?
You know what? I got to tell you, this season on paper looks fantastic.
Let's go through it.
Okay.
It does look great. So on paper, season 4 starting May 30th.
I don't know how they're like, this is not in the order of airing, by the way.
Not in the order of airing, but very interesting episodes. Chris Candido and Tammy
very
Sitch,
interested in that.
Very interested in that. Magnum TA, very interested in that.
Yeah, because he's the best could have been.
Yeah.
Right? Because he was going to be the guy. He was going to be the guy that went up against Hogan.
Yep. He's the ultimate could have been. Also, for my preference, I've said this maybe like once or twice on the show, Magnum TA, Hangman Page, same vibes. Just putting that out there.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. I can see that.
Adrian Adonis.
Yeah, great.
Very good. Doink the Clown.
Now, this is probably going to be more about Matt Bourne.
Right.
But there were other doinks. But the Matt Bourne character, very interesting person. Great wrestler. Out of his mind, apparently. Mm-hmm. But great wrestler.
Shouldn't it be Doinks the Clowns?
Doinks the Clowns.
Pluralize all, that.
Doink Eye.
Doink Eye. And Dink Eye.
Dink Eye.
Junkyard Dog. Oh, you love me the JYD.
Oh, who doesn't love... You know what, though? JYD is such a quintessential, like, you look at him, you're like, that guy's a wrestler.
Absolutely.
Like, he can't be anything other than a wrestler.
Absolutely.
Fascinating. Like, I the first time I saw a JYD match, my dad had some, like, old tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this guy's awesome. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? Because it was older wrestling, you know, before my time. And then I discovered it, and I went down that rabbit hole.
Marty Jannetty.
You know, the favorite of the Rockers for me. When I was a kid, Marty was the star of the team. Not that blonde, Hollywood blonde, Shawn Michaels.
You didn't look at Shawn Michaels and go, that's the future right
there? No, I thought it was Marty, dude.
Listen,
you know what?
What on earth possessed you to think that?
I love brunettes. When I would play with the figures, I was always Marty Jannetty. Because, you know, I'm like, I got to find someone to kind of look, you know, like, oh, he has dark hair and he's not like a cartoon.
Right.
Like, I couldn't be this guy.
Oh, no, not at all.
Definitely couldn't be Stevie Ray.
No.
You know? Savio sometimes. I would pretend I was Savio.
You could be Savio.
I would always
pull off a Savio.
I would pretend I was Savio. But I would always play as Marty Jannetty and Scott Steiner.
I like that. All right. But like back in the day, Scott
back
Steiner.
Back in the day, like you know, wrestle.
Like a grappler, like a grappler.
Dude, you want to see my grapple?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, ready?
Here it comes.
All right, ready?
This is standing up too. That's pretty good.
That's my pose.
It looks good. It looks like you're ready to do some Krav Maga.
Thank you. Marty Jannetty, very interesting stuff. That's going to be a wacky, insane story.
If they run it as wild as I pictured in my brain, I think it's going to be absolutely ridiculous.
Well, they're going to go over that murder allegation too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wonder, this is going to sound really nasty, but if you think it's going to end with him... you know what? I'm not even going to say it.
Okay. Yeah, good. You know what? We have matured here.
I'm not going to say it.
We have matured a bit.
I'm not going to say it. Bam Bam Bigelow, Beast from the East.
Bam Bam, very interesting guy. He died in a motorcycle crash, right?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Abdullah the Butcher.
Another fascinating wrestling creature.
That's going to be great. I think creature is the appropriate word. Abby didn't do WWF like back in the day, right?
No.
He didn't do any spot shows at like MSG or anything like that?
Maybe WWWF.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe, but never WWF.
Yeah. I mean, I could have sworn I saw him like an old tape of him wrestling.
I don't know.
Ted DiBiase or something.
Years ago, I read that they wanted to bring him in as like Hogan, like to face Hogan.
That would have been
cool. Hogan at matches in Japan.
Yeah.
Abdullah the Butcher, if you told me that he faced off against Godzilla in
absolutely
one of the movies, I would believe you, right? Like, you would definitely believe that Abdullah the Butcher took a pill and became a giant monster and then fought Godzilla. I'm interested in that episode, too.
WCW's infamous Bash of the Beach 2000.
That no good politician Hulk Hogan, bro,
there you go,
will never work in this company again.
You think Hogan's going to be on that one? Wait, you know what? Let's back up here.
Yeah.
Is this the version of Dark Side of the Ring that's produced by WWE?
No.
Okay.
WWE has nothing to do with
it. They didn't buy them or anything?
No.
To do like a revisionist history thing? What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of A&E.
A&E.
Okay.
So this is interesting, right? Because this was I got to tell you, that this Bash at the Beach.
Yeah.
Garrett and I were talking about it on Tuesday, like, what got us into this stuff, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you should do the show with him on Tuesday.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You should do the show with Gary. Oh, yeah, he doesn't exist in your universe. I forgot. That show does not exist.
I don't know. I've never been invited. You know what? I take that back. I was invited on once, and I didn't say anything because I knew you'd forget.
Yeah. You should say something because I forget everything.
True story.
I invited you and then I forgot that I invited you.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, that's great. That's such a classic me.
Tuesday, classic Andrew.
Yeah. Not done out of harm. It's just I'm so frazzled brain.
No, you're a ditz.
That's all. I'm a total bimbo guy.
Blonde moment. That's what I say in my head. Blonde moment. No, you're not a ditz. But you do forget. Everything.
I do. I you know what it is? I take those forget me not pills.
Dude, let me ask you something. Yeah. Are you after you have a long day at work?
Yeah,
you just roofie yourself and come home.
You have no clue. On that Uber ride, I take like 200 Whoa. Milligrams, and I'm like in space.
It's like Memento.
The Bash at the Beach stuff fascinating because I remember I immediately it was after that pay per view. Like I wanted to listen to live audio wrestling to get like the scoop.
Yeah.
And leave it up to the most WCW of angles. It was a work shoot that turned into a legitimate lawsuit where Hulk Hogan left.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So fascinating
stuff. You think Hogan's going to be on this one?
Why not? Yeah, they should interview him.
Bro.
And then what else?
The Graham family.
Yeah, not like Billy Graham and Jerry Graham. It's more Mike Graham.
The Florida Grahams.
The Florida Grahams, yeah. And that's a very sad story.
Yeah.
A father committed suicide, and I believe Mike Graham also committed suicide.
Very unfortunate.
A lot of people don't know Mike Graham from professional, like actually wrestling, but they do remember him from the Legends Roundtable that WWE started producing in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Sometime in the mid-2000s. And it was actually a very unique moment for WWE to pull the curtain back, and you had a lot of these old-timers sitting and talking about certain things in the business. I found that to be fascinating, that show.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed those. Those are all very, very in-depth. And there's like two versions of that, right?
What do you mean?
Legends Roundtable.
Yes. And then there was like the new one that they did.
The Table for Three.
Yeah. That one was nothing, you know, like the Legends Roundtable.
Are they still on YouTube?
Someone has to have them somewhere.
Yeah. Those, if you guys can look up those like Wrestling Legends Roundtables, they were friggin' awesome. Like really off the cuff. Like you heard some like real deal dirt on them. And I think a lot of them had JR kind of getting a little zooted.
Is that what was happening?
Yeah. He was about to put on a mesh shirt.
Dude, Jim Ross wearing a mesh shirt and coming out? I want him to do commentary like that. I'm excited for this. I think this looks like a great season.
Yeah, these are like, this doesn't seem as car wrecky as the last couple of seasons.
The last one was, you know, like, I know that after they did that Plane Ride from Hell episode, a lot of the wrestlers did not want to go on the show. I don't know about wrestlers that are on it, but I know that it was a conversation that happened because certain people felt that things were starting to get taken out of context.
Yeah.
Things that they were saying. And, you know, first of all, that episode speaks for itself.
Yeah.
But, you know, having Tommy Dreamer giggling on the side, you know,
didn't help anything.
But, you know, to be honest, and this is what I heard from a lot of people, from other wrestlers, they're like, listen, we don't, you know, Tommy apologized for it, but they didn't blame him because the way that the story was always told was told in such a jovial way. Not that it should have been.
Right.
You know, Michael Hayes, his hair gets cut and he's peeing on the side. Like, you know, terrible. I mean, it just shows you that just how fragile the industry is.
Well,
at that time, you know, Scott Hall is passed out. It just terrible stuff, you know. But I'm glad to see this series back.
Yeah. For sure.
Candido, and what are you looking most forward to?
Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Magnum TA. Junkyard Dog. And honestly, Abdullah the Butcher. I feel like I kind of want to watch the Abdullah one with people.
See, mine is Marty and Candido and Tammy. Mm-hmm.
I rephrase what I was going to, I was going to say the ending. I thought of a better solution to what I was going to originally say for the Marty.
Oh.
Jannetty thing.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to end with him looking at the camera and just like takes a beat? Yeah, I said that about my daughter. I'll say it about yours. And then, boom.
Just go, yeah, he is nutty.
They end it like he's going after everybody.
Yeah, there was some incest accusations. He said some crazy stuff.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. He said some. I want to see the car. I'm not a fan of like the lasciviousness, but for some reason, for this one, I'm in.
Hmm. Me too.
Marty. What's next, Andrew?
What is next? Former WWE writer filed a lawsuit against the company, citing discriminatory treatment. Brittany Abrahams filed a suit against WWE in the U.S. District Court. Oh, the Eastern District of New York. So Nassau County. They filed this in Eastern District. She's accusing the company of releasing her after she objected to multiple instances of offensively, and I'm using hand quotes, offensively racist and stereotypical jargon used in WWE scene scripts. She also, some of the conversations were that she took a chair at WrestleMania, in WrestleMania in 2022, and she claimed that that's part of it. She said that certain wording that was pitched for certain people were racist. Bianca Belair is named in it as one of the state, you know, just like the lingo she's using was too, it was stereotypical. Her words.
Oh, boy.
She also claimed that it was pitched or it was discussed that Mustafa Ali would be
Mansoor,
behind.
Mansoor.
Yeah. Mansoor was pitched to be behind the 9/11 attacks.
Oh, I would unplug my TV.
You know,
I would get up and unplug my TV and sit back down and just stare at a black screen.
There's nothing
more.
If you're filing a lawsuit, right? There's nothing more sensational than that.
Oh my God!
Right?
Like, oh my God!
Listen, here's the reality. The truth is somewhere in the middle. This is a lawsuit that's filed from one side. I'm not. I read many of these lawsuits.
Right. You're very litigious.
I'm very litigious. I just sit there and I just read lawsuits.
By the way, Mansoor would have been six when
the 9/11 attacks happened. Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't, so from how it sounds, I think it was like showing somebody said it as like a ridiculous example.
Like, check them, not a serious pitch is what you're saying?
Definitely not. I mean, I wouldn't sit in the writer's meeting and be like, hey, you know, the guy that,
hey, listen,
that's Arab, let's, you know, make him behind a 9/11 attack. Very 2002 of storylines.
Very.
But I do, listen, you know, she's suing for all this stuff, but she's also suing to get her job back.
Wow, okay.
So if this is such a detrimental place, why do you want to go? Listen, at the end of the day, didn't work out with her. She's suing. This happens all the time. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not going to assume based on one side. I'd love to see what WWE thinks of this and what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But wacky, crazy allegations here. Listen, do they do that? Yeah. Do they do a lot of stereotypical writing? Yeah, they do. Tons. But television does that also. It's a if you look at this as a TV show, would you say that this is bad? Not the 9/11 thing, obviously.
Well, I mean, that's heinous, terrible. But I think, you know, that just makes it worse.
Makes it way worse.
But yeah, you know what? Like, I feel like WWE is, again, I don't know what's going on there. You know, from what we do know, it's everybody's very compartmentalized and doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So you don't know what anybody's up to, you know?
Listen, could you be... One was that they wanted to have a black male wrestler dress in women's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And she claimed that it wasn't until a white writer said, hey, you know, that may cause some issues.
Yeah.
You know, with him, not that he's black wearing a dress, just like, hey, you kind of want to go down that road again?
Right.
Like, it could be taken as making fun. It could be taken as a negative.
Very hurtful. Whatever.
You know, whatever it is. So
that's the thing. Yeah.
You know, the guy said the right thing there. He was like, listen, you guys want to pull back? But why is it being acute? You know, now it's like, well, because he was white, they listened to it. Listen, I don't know the situation. But when you read these stories, it comes off really freaking terrible hearing this stuff. I'm very curious what they were going to recommend. Oh, was it Reggie they recommended him do this?
He was involved in it, one of them too.
Listen, I think it's stupid. I think it's really dumb. It's more to me comes off as really crappy writing and really just just like dumb, basic, no depth, no thought writing.
Yeah, exactly.
And at the end of the day, a lot of wrestling is that. This is a company that had Roman Reigns saying, you know, suffering succotash.
A lot of low-hanging fruit.
You know, it's tons of low-hanging fruit. It's tons of that. It's just... there was also a problem that they had the gimmick where an Australian wrestler was hunting... he was like doing like a crocodile. I don't know who the wrestler would have been.
It was Shane Hayes, and he was going to hunt Reggie. Yeah, that's
who's
going to
hunt Reggie. Yes. Listen, is it a stupid story? Mm-hmm. Yes. Did they do it with the intention of racism? I don't believe so, because they're idiots if they did, but they're still dumb to come up with stupid, crappy storylines.
Right.
That's my point here. So I'm curious what happens. I mean, I'd love to read more about this. I mean, it's very possible that there were some blatant, terrible things said.
Awful.
But... you know, a lot of times when you read these stories, you gotta just realize that it's one side of the story and it's a lawsuit and there's a reason why it's exaggerated a little bit. Not defending. I mean, listen, I think it's a stupid story.
Yeah.
Wild. What else do we have?
Moving on.
Yeah.
Triple H revealed the new world heavyweight title on Raw, or as I like to call it, the Cody Consolation Prize.
I got it right here.
Yeah, there you go. Sweet replica. That shipped very fast.
Dude, so fast. Look at this belt.
I can't believe how quickly that shipped to your house. You saw it on Monday, ordered it on Monday, and it's here now.
You know what? I didn't even order it. It showed up at the door.
It just, it was...
And it said, kisses, Hunter.
I want to know your thoughts on it.
Yeah.
I want to get this out there. I love that design. I think it's very cool. It's going to look great on, you know who that belt's going to look great on? Cody.
Yeah.
Finn.
Yeah.
Randy Orton.
Edge.
Like all the SmackDown guys.
Edge.
Right. They're going to do a little hot potato with it probably. But again, the Cody Consolation belt is, that's the one.
Okay. So
it's not a knock on anybody. I'm just saying, like, that's going to be the belt that he's going to get, right?
I don't know how I feel about the belt.
Okay.
I want to see it more. it kind of looks like somebody did create a belt in the game,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh, that kind of looks good. Let's make it. It also kind of looks like those novelty belts that they've been selling.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't dislike it. I just want to see more of it, like on TV. You know, I want to see people wearing it and carrying it and seeing how it is. Interesting. You know, they did bring that classic look back. Now there's three belts. Roman still has the two. So what are they going to do? Take one of Roman's belts away from him?
I think he's going to get like a real badass looking belt, dude.
Are they changing that belt? Are they going to go back to... It's still called the... What is it called, Roman's belt now?
The World Undisputed Universal Undisputed title.
Undisputed.
The WWE uh-huh. Universal Undisputed Heavyweight Championship.
It was close.
So he's the WWE Universal... Undisputed WWE Universal Champion.
Yeah.
So he's the Universal Champion.
Yeah.
He's both. And I hope at some point they merge that belt to make it less confusing, because that's the problem.
Well,
right?
I don't know. We don't know.
Right.
Like, if you're the Universal Champion, do you have two belts now?
The universe is pretty big.
Apparently. The universe is huge.
So you might need two belts to cover the entirety of the universe.
I think so.
Maybe three belts.
Well, how do they explain the lineage? That's the issue, right? That's why he's carrying two belts.
I don't know what they're going to do. I think it's a little wacky. My problem is... You told every, like, this secondary belt is not going to mean as much. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's the consultation belt.
The consultation belt?
Consultation belt. They're consulting.
You're right. The belt does talk to you.
Yeah.
I dig it.
All these things come to life and they talk to me at night.
It's like Night at the Museum. What do Britt Baker's boots say to you?
Dude, you're telling me to get a cleaning constantly. did you go for your cleaning? The way that I see this happening, Seth wins it, and now you have Seth and Cody at SummerSlam, and he beats Seth, and he does a huge celebration, and it doesn't mean as much. That's how I see it.
Unless it's a pay-per-view that Roman's not on, right?
Unless Cody still beats Roman.
Which would be awesome.
Which would be great.
Roman goes for that other belt, puts 1,000 days on that one.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Apparently, CM Punk showed up backstage at Raw prior to the show.
Dude.
He talked to several people, including The Miz and Triple H, and Tamina, apparently. And this dude was asked to leave. I don't know why I find that so funny.
So, I got a text message from Brian Alvarez mm-hmm. around, like, 5:25 mm-hmm. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, dude, can you find out if CM Punk is backstage at Raw? Like, have you heard this? And mm-hmm. I was walking from the train, so I hadn't, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. Because I had texted him. I'm like, I think they're revealing the belt tonight. Because WWE social media couldn't hold it in their pants long enough. And they, for like days, they were mm-hmm. like just tweeting belt pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is your favorite belt? Which belt one did picks. You like? Yeah. It's just belt pics.
Yeah.
So I kind of felt that something was coming.
You were like, big gold one for me.
And apparently he was on the plane to Chicago
uh-huh.
with all the talent from leaving Tampa.
Okay.
It was a coincidence.
It happened.
I guess he made nice with everybody. And he was talking to everybody. And possibly someone's like, hey, why don't you come backstage? He's like, ah, fuck it, I'll come with you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And him and The Miz apparently had a conversation, like you said. Him and Hunter shook hands. They had like a very quick conversation. Somebody, I believe the news was that he wanted to have like a closed door conversation with Hunter, and he said, hey, I gotta ask the big guy first, and the big guy didn't think it was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like they like Jazzy Jeffed his ass out of there.
They didn't hoist him, yeah.
You know, they and the reason for it, and by the way, talent goes backstage, it happens
right
a lot, yeah. And a lot of times you don't hear about it, nobody talks about it, or when yeah. it does, it doesn't really matter. Ricky Starks was with Cody backstage.
Yeah.
Right? The problem here is that they don't want to come off as contract tampering.
Exactly.
You know, this guy, it's very tumultuous, his relationship with AEW. He mm-hmm. is apparently going back. He is going there. And I think he was trying to make amends or whatever it was. And the WWE, you know, it's a publicly mm-hmm. traded company. They've gotten into trouble for contract tampering in the past. They were talking to a couple of people they should not have been talking to. So I think they tried to make this okay. And listen, it is what it is. But once again, CM Punk in the news, also that probably helped. you know.
Oh, for sure.
Getting his name out there once again for something. This is going to be a big day when he when he comes back.
Pretty fascinating stuff. I mean, like, I don't know why. I'm sure it was a brush off of like, hey, listen, like, you really can't be back here anymore. Like, do you mind leaving? Oh, yeah, no problem. Let me get out of here. You know? Yeah. As opposed to, like you said, him being Jazzy Jeffed out of the arena.
Whoa.
I don't know. Interesting stuff, man. It, like we've been saying for the last few months, it's going to be an interesting ride for the rest of 2023.
Very much so.
Apparently, Punk and Jericho had planned a meeting as well.
They apparently had the meeting.
Okay.
It was FTR and Jericho and somebody else and mm-hmm. Punk and Tony. And I, you know, the way that it's being said to me is that, you know, Jericho is a locker room leader, so they're trying to make it cool. Okay. But also, they're probably going to work a program.
Cool.
Which makes the most sense, you know, for the first program back. You have, it doesn't affect anybody's story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not injecting CM Punk in a world title position. You have him working against Jericho, which was, you know, after the thing with Punk, he was very vocal
right.
about how he felt. So I guess if Jericho's cool with it and they make it work, it's better for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. I want to see that match.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Apparently, per Dave in the Observer, the AEW Collision debut on June 17th will be from the United Center in Chicago. Per Andrew,
okay.
Yeah, MG. Per Andrew, per Dave. Can I say per Andrew, per Dave?
Per Andrew, per Dave.
Per Andrew, per Dave in the Observer. AEW Collision will debut on June 17th from the United Center in Chicago and will feature another big name besides CM Punk.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know that name.
Return or debut? What do you think?
I asked. I don't know if I'm being kayfabed on this, but I'm very curious who it could be.
Did they say it rhymes with Goldberg?
It rhymes with Schmalberg. I don't know. I
can't
really
tell you
no
anything,
idea.
Andrew, but it's Goldberg. It's Bill Goldberg.
Do you know that's how I was told about Adam Cole going to AEW?
Yeah, I can't tell you anything.
Listen,
it's Adam Cole.
I can't confirm that it's Adam Cole, but it's Adam Cole.
Yeah. Eh, whatever. Secret's out. It's going to be Goldberg.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know, man.
I think so.
I don't know. I really don't know.
He's the real Big Bill. That's his first program. It's going to be him and Big Bill going at it with the name on the line.
Yeah, you know what? Two big debuts. That's big.
You'd pop.
You know who it could be?
Who?
You know what? I'm going to say it's a Japanese talent.
Oh, boy. Mr. Okada?
No. Remember, debut. Maybe it's Mercedes.
Okay.
Right?
I'd love that.
Maybe it's Ibushi.
Would love that, Ibushi's too.
Ibushi has not done anything with AEW.
Yeah, he did Bloodsport, and that was it, right?
So, I mean, you know, I think Mercedes would be the big one. Also, Mercedes is, you know, she lost that IWGP Women's Championship, mm-hmm. but they're crowning a New Japan Strong Women's Champion.
There you go.
That she's in the match for. So it kind of, you know, you could kind of work this together.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
You'd pop if Goldberg showed up.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's just speared everybody. They do the Braun Strowman choo-choo train, but it's Goldberg.
Oh, yeah.
Just like around
that.
The ring.
I like that. Yeah, he should do the choo-choo.
That got you, like, perked up, too.
Yeah.
You're doing a little Superman pose now. Let's see what else we got here. Tony Khan reveals the details on the AEW Owen Cuphart. Owen... Too many letters. AEW Owen Hart Cup Tournament. The tournament finals will take place in Calgary on July 15th, the day after my birthday. So if anybody wants to buy me a ticket, I'll be more than happy to sleep on your couch.
Oh, yeah, very
or
cool.
Or in your bed if you sleep on
oh,
the couch.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Or foot to head.
Tournament finals in Calgary. Very exciting. That was a cool little video package that they did on Wednesday night.
Yeah. All right, very cool. I like this tournament. I like that they're doing the Owen Hart Cup. Maybe Roddy wins? Does Roddy enter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nice little surprise there.
Raw did a 182 viewers, 1.8 million viewers with a 0.56 in the demo, 18 to 49, and a 0.40 in 18 to 34. New Japan has announced a one-night tournament to crown the first strong and New Japan strong women's champion. Strong women's champion. May 21st in Long Beach, California. Mercedes.
What's the name of that pay-per-view?
I don't even want to say it.
I think it's supposed to be Resurgence, right, MG?
Is that how it's supposed to be spelled?
I just seen it too.
Dude, there's too many consonants back to back on that.
For those of you guys just joining us for the first time, we have one of our producers, a wonderful guy. His name is MG Geek, Mr. Gonzo. He puts together these notes every Thursday night. They're fantastic.
Yeah, but he's writing an Anunnaki.
Except this dude can't spell for shit. So, you know, apart from Andrew almost pulling a Ron Burgundy every episode, it is supposed to be Resurgence, right?
I think it is. Yeah, Resurgence. Naomi Trinity Fatu will make her Impact debut at tonight's taping.
I didn't have that on my wrestling bingo card.
That she's going to Impact?
Yeah.
Why? I wonder why.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Maybe she has something in her contract. She can't go to AEW because of the way she left. It could be a number of things.
Well, yeah, it's very fascinating.
But that ad for that Chicago taping kind of makes it look like CM Punk showing up.
Exactly. He's not showing up, but you know, somebody's going to be there.
Yeah.
Let's see. AEW Senior Vice President and Chief Legal Officer Mega confirmed in an interview that they are still planning to run All Out right after All in London. No venue announced, though.
Yeah, the following week. I know it's in Chicago. I don't know if it's at United Center. I probably can find out. I probably would if I asked the right people.
Yeah.
But they are running the United Center on June 17th. So do you want to go back to the United Center for that show, or do you want to keep it since you're running, you know? I don't know. But this brings more questions as to what will this show in London be? Will it be a pay-per-view? Will it be on Turner? Will it be on the HBO service? Will it be on BR? How are you doing this? Are you charging for it?
You know, it's interesting that we don't know the answer to these questions because they are valid questions, right? And Tony Khan does have a habit of doing like interesting stuff when it comes to these things, you know? And I, off the top of my head, I keep thinking of that hour-long Suzuki ad-free match between him and Danielson.
Was it an hour long?
It was ad-free. It was free on YouTube.
It was free on YouTube, but yeah. It was.
I think it was like 38 minutes or something like that.
Something. It was like yeah. We'll see what happens. I'm very curious. I don't see them doing this on YouTube, but I do see them putting this either on BR or HBO or something.
Mm-hmm. But it's gonna be cool. A lot of wrestling. A lot of wrestling coming up. Are we traveling this year?
Dude, I need to. You know what? I think 2024, I'm going to be traveling a lot.
Yeah.
2026, MG's traveling.
Oh, I know where he's going.
I do too.
Oh, boy, howdy. We got to get out of town.
That first quarter.
I know. First week.
Yeah.
this guy's laughing right into his microphone. I think we should do some traveling. I'll put you in a suitcase.
Oh, yeah. Let's travel.
And we'll go to Chicago. Drive us to Chicago.
Okay.
You can't sit in the car. I'll put you in a suitcase. I will drive to Chicago.
Just give me those forget-me-nots.
You're in the...
All right.
Do you want to talk about Raw or no?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is kind of cool. Finn tried to get Cody to join the Judgment Day, which leads to Cody beating Finn later in the night. Good exchange. You know, Cody is a master of crowd work. Let it be known. Bloodline defeated the LWO. We got the new title announcement. Seth cut a promo hyping the new title, so you definitely know it's going to come down to him and Cody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ray beat Damian.
I think he'll win it, then Cody will face him. I think that's how they'll do it.
So they'll have Seth be the inaugural?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And do the little chase? That'd be cool. Bad Bunny showed up, your favorite. And they're setting up a street fight, too, at Backlash.
Yeah.
Did you just get some bad news?
No.
You totally just zoned out.
No.
Do you not care?
I don't know.
I meant about the show. I meant about this show.
Oh, I don't.
Do you not?
I just want it all to end.
Dude, is this the last Madman?
This is the last everything for me.
Later, guys. Let's order lunch.
No, I thought it was smart.
Bring
to
the toaster back.
Dude, I am hungry. Yeah, bring the toaster back, dude. Dump it right in my tub.
It's checked out right now.
I think it was a good idea to keep Bad Bunny till the end because it kept mm-hmm. the viewers with the younger demo.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, man.
So we got the draft.
Are you excited about tonight. This?
What brand does Roman go to? Do you take Roman off and you move him to Raw? Do you split up the bloodline?
Spoiler, if you look down on the list of the draft days, the days everyone's being drafted, I highlighted the two. The bloodline is listed as Roman and Solo, and they're getting drafted tonight, and the Usos are getting drafted on Raw on Monday. So they're being drafted separately.
I like how
they still end up on the same show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So eligible for night one on Friday Night SmackDown. Bianca. Yeah, Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch.
Bless you.
Bobby, thank you. Bobby Lashley, Candice LeRae, Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville, Cody Rhodes, Damage Control, which is Bayley, Io, Sky, and Dakota. Dexter Lumis. I think they're splitting up Damage Control. I think the program's going to be Bayley and Io.
Yeah.
Dexter Lumis, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre.
But they're so adorable.
They are. I love them. Edge, Hit Row, Imperium, Lacey Evans, Matt Riddle, Maximum Male Models, Mustafa Ali, Natalya, Omos, Shinsuke, The Bloodline, which is Roman and Solo, which is so weird, right, that they're doing it that way.
It's an interesting package, yeah.
Yeah. The Miz, The OC, which we have not seen in a while, Street Profits, Viking Raiders, and select NXT superstars.
Cool.
Night 2, Akira Tozawa, Alpha Academy, Angel Garza, and Umberto. Asuka, Austin Theory, Baron Corbin, Braun Strowman, Ricochet, Brock Lesnar, Bronson Reed, Cedric Alexander, and Shelton Benjamin, I guess because they're a team?
Yeah.
Charlotte Flair, Dana Brooke, Elias, Emma, Johnny Gargano, Judgment Day, the boys in Judgment Day.
Yeah.
So Rhea Ripley's separate, which is interesting. Maybe they'll split them up. Karrion Kross, Sammy and Kevin, LA Knight, Liv Morgan,
and Raquel.
And Raquel together. Nikki Cross, Piper Nevin, Rhea Ripley, Rick Boogs, Riddick Moss, Ronda Rousey, and Shayna Baszler, Seth Rollins, Shotzi, Tamina, Tegan Knox, The Brawling Brutes, and the LWO. The Usos, Trish, Xia Li, and select NXT superstars.
And the New Day.
Where's the New Day? Oh, right. The New Day, yes.
Right there.
But where is Big E?
There's a few that were left off. Big E was left off. Mm-hmm. Alexa Bliss was left off. Bray Wyatt was left off. So, interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
Is there a date for Big E's return at this point?
No, nothing. Nothing that I know of. I know that he's still working on it.
He's doing USFL stuff.
He's doing USFL stuff, which I find is so interesting.
Who the fuck is that? All right.
By the way, according to WrestleVotes, he's saying that Roman Reigns and Cody is on the table to main event WrestleMania 40.
Okay.
I'm going to check on something on that.
Yeah. Why not?
I'll check on something.
Yeah, please get your contacts to have him do it. Guys, if you can load. Oh, there we go. Okay. Questions are getting loaded. We're going to do a Q&A at the end of the show. So get your questions ready. We're throwing them into a link. You're going to see your name on the screen. If you want to super chat us, feel free to super chat us. Any amount's cool. But you want to go into Dynamite?
Let's go into Dynamite.
Okay. Let's get this energy up, man. Is it raining outside right now?
Dude, it's raining blood.
Oh, shit. Orange Cassidy defeated Bandido to retain the AEW International title. This is the 20th defense for Cassidy. And they had like a very friendly interaction after the match. Wouldn't it be great if the reveal on Bandido was that he was Sting the entire time?
He just does one of those.
Yeah.
One of these. Bandido's great. He is signed now to AEW.
Great. Jeff Jarrett, your favorite.
Oh, dude. We need to take time with this.
Let's do it. All right. Jeff Jarrett. For those of you just tuning in, Andrew is the biggest Jeff Jarrett fan on the world who replaced. He used to be the biggest Kevin Nash fan on the planet.
Yes.
And I think Jeff Jarrett replaced that love and obsession.
Yeah, new obsession. It's Jeff Jarrett. He's so old-timey with his look.
Uh-huh.
You had the best tweet. You said if you told an AI to generate a modern day Mark Twain as a wrestler, who would it be? It'd be Jeff Jarrett.
It would be Jeff Jarrett. 100%. Listen, I understand the Colonel Sanders thing, but I can't help but think of Samuel Clemens when I look at that man.
Dude, he went like a million miles an hour. He looked great.
He looked awesome. It was like 55, 56.
He looked great.
That.
This was a fun match. More Jeff Jarrett, please.
Yeah, he's going to get some kind of belt at some point.
I want to have some sort of belt. Give him that international title.
I loved him kissing the tag belts, by the way, at the end.
He's so good at being disliked, though.
He's a great piece of shit.
Yeah, fantastic.
Wardlow with Arn Anderson defeated somebody. They never announced his name. It was just like power bombs over and over and over again.
That dude that he wrestled looked better than half that roster.
Absolutely.
He had great gear and his body was great. His tan was great.
It would have been, I thought it would have been cool if Arn gifted him the spine buster and he just spine busted this dude like 45 times.
That would have been fantastic.
Let's see what else we got here. RJ City made his Dynamite interviewer debut, but he got attacked by the BCC.
How could they do that to a nice boy like RJ?
That was great. That was great.
Monsters.
Sammy defeated Darby Allin via disqualification to win the Four Pillars tournament.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be. I hate all of this. I hate the Four Pillars stuff.
Talk to me. Why?
I don't like it. It's very convoluted.
Unpack that, please.
It's all over the place. I don't think they've done a good job at building Jungle Boy to be in a world title position. I don't believe Darby will win. I don't believe Jungle Boy would win. I don't believe that Sammy would win. It's a very unbelievable match for me, and it's one of the first times that they've done a world title match like this that I'm like, eh. Will it be a good match? Yeah, I'm sure. But there's nothing, they haven't done anything to convince me that there's a chance MJF could lose.
Do you think this is, and I'm talking about like, not as the analyst, but yeah, partly as the wrestling analyst. Do you think this is like a trial by fire situation with these guys and that they're not really living up to it?
I don't think they've been giving the, I don't blame them. Like, Jungle Boy was in a feud with Christian for like 8 months.
Right.
And he wasn't on TV. So you have, it's all about timing, and I don't think it was the time for this. You know, now you've told me that your world title match is just a throwaway match. It's just going to be a display of fun and athleticism, not anything on the line where I believe that it could be a possibility.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. I think it's too early for this and it's too convoluted. They made Sammy team up with him, but not really. And then he won it, but now it's a Four Pillars match.
But this might be one of those things that's not for you because the crowd is really into it.
Are they? I mean, I don't know. What happened there?
I think MG fell asleep on his
MG
microphone.
Fell asleep on the mic. I'm totally disconnected with it. And I don't know if other people feel this way. I feel like it's just if they did this match with the proper build for everybody,
absolutely,
it would have meant so much more.
Yeah.
That's my issue with it.
I do think the crowd is super, super into it. You know, like everybody's really into all the guys in this match, right? This is the future of the company that we're looking at. But I'll agree with you to a certain respect where it doesn't feel like the main event scene.
It doesn't feel like the main event scene. No.
Right?
No.
You want like the BCC stuff feels like the main event scene.
Yeah.
But that might just be because we're like a little older. We know what we like. You know,
you think that's what it is?
Might be it. Yeah. May have a little something to do with it. There's nothing against
because they're
everybody
young.
Else.
They're like younger than us, so we can't get invested in it.
I think for me, it's from an aggression standpoint, you know, like Brian Danielson yelling at Kenny Omega that he's an amateur.
That's so good.
Does it for me more too. Than MJF noshing on pickles and paying Sammy off, you know? Yeah. But listen, it's going to be great. Like, the match is going to be effing awesome, right?
MKASP says, but you have to build these guys at some point, Andrew. Yes, I agree with you.
Absolutely.
I think they should be building those guys. Absolutely. They are originals in the company, but you haven't built it in a way that I've gotten behind it.
Right.
And it could be me. It could just be me that I'm disconnected, but...
You don't have to like everything.
Listen, man... I have my bias in wrestling.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know what I like.
Yes. You wish Santino was the world champion.
Santino was, everybody was big jacked up dudes. It's been a little convoluted for me.
Okay.
And I understand they're trying to create new stars. They need more stars. They need these guys to have more face time on Dynamite and on the new show. They're going to be highlighted more. So you are putting them, you know, the concept of they're in a world title match, so they mean something.
Do you think because they're a new company, I'm going to try to phrase this as eloquently as possible. Do you think because they are still a relatively new company, it's a little, they have to go about making new guys, made guys in a different way? Take Action Andretti, for example, right? Jericho put him on the map for a few weeks because of the loss, right?
Yeah.
Now, Jericho and Danielson and let's say Moxley are your veterans.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll throw Kenny Omega in
Claudio,
there too.
Claudio in there. Put the Bucks in there, you know?
Right.
Hangman,
so,
would you put Hangman there?
No.
Okay.
But when you feed somebody else to those guys and they get a win, that's traditionally your way of making a guy,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it because there is that lack of veteran depth where you're saddled with this storyline and nobody's quote unquote getting made? But they are over with the crowd. Like, everybody loves them, you know?
Listen, everybody loves Jungle Boy. They like Darby.
Yeah. Or was the Christian story supposed to get Jungle Boy made into that main event scene?
I got a question for you.
Shoot.
Okay. What would you be more interested in, watching Sting and MJF have a match or this Four Pillars match?
Oh, boy.
I know the answer.
I will be honest. It is Sting versus MJF.
And that's a problem.
You know, right? Okay.
That's a problem.
Talk to me about it.
That's a problem because Sting is not a world title contender.
Yeah.
These guys are, obviously.
Right.
And I'm more invested in watching Sting and Max because it's an attraction.
Exactly.
Not because I want Sting to be the world champion in the company, because it's an attraction. I have an issue with this because they haven't convinced me that they could. Listen, we're in the know, right? We're kind of in the know. We read the story. But if you're going based on TV, what has Darby done for the last 3 months? What has Jungle Boy done? Mm-hmm. What has, you know, Sammy done?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think, you know, Darby being, and this is just like the wrestling nerd shit, Darby being in great mood his last match in Japan.
Awesome.
Fantastic, right?
But again, it's a tag. It's an attraction match, right? You haven't, there's not a coming up the rankings. Like, they haven't done coming up the rankings with these guys.
Okay. Yet.
And I don't know why they stopped. They were doing it for a while. You know, I want to see Jungle Boy on TV every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having singles matches, having these great singles
kicking
matches,
ass,
kicking
yeah.
ass. Same thing with Darby. Same thing with Sammy.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm curious how that. Listen, man,
it's not bad.
I'm sure it's going to be an unbelievable 5-star level match.
Absolutely.
Whether or not it gets 5 stars,
yeah.
But my expectation for the match is very high
because
I know what those guys are capable of. But as far as storyline goes,
yeah.
You know, Malakai Black. Why isn't Malakai in a singles match?
Right.
Wouldn't you want to see that match and Malakai doing, you know, like messing with Max?
Oh, absolutely.
And Max is like the chicken shit heel where he's like terrified of him because he's a spooky guy and he bleeds out of his eyeballs.
Well, I think that's, you know, like you have so many future storylines here where like, you know, MJF saying that he's the devil and then Malakai could show up and be like, you think you're the devil?
Yeah.
I'm the fucking devil.
You're the devil. I actually worship him.
Yeah.
he starts practicing Santeria. He starts like all this
stuff. He starts playing Santeria. The Sublime song.
He's playing Sand. Yeah, he's just playing. He loves Sublime. He doesn't practice Santeria.
He's got that big tattoo on
his
back.
He does not have a crystal ball.
There you go.
You know, my one. That's my opinion.
For sure.
I really criticize AEW in that capacity because I generally like what they do, but I'm not sold on this.
We had Adam Cole addressing Chris Jericho, Jericho Appreciation Society. Attack Cole and the best friends came out to help, and Roddy debuted.
Roddy showed up.
Very cool. He was still listed on the WWE roster page when he appeared.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't do their web work. Somebody didn't contact their webmaster.
Listen, Roddy's great. You need good bodies like this. I think it's good for Adam. I don't know where Kyle's status is. I don't know if
Bobby Fish
could come back.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
So, you know, you have options here, and I think this is fun.
It would have been cool if we saw the full, like, undisputed reunion.
You could still see it. You'll still probably see it.
Doing their shit or whatever it is. Yeah, that's what they do. Jade Cargill defeated Taya Valkyrie to retain the TBS title.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega and Kenosuke Takeshita defeated The Butcher and The Blade with Danielson on commentary after the match, said Omega was out of shape and an amateur and that Takeshita should be with the BCC. And then they busted open Takeshita. See, again, for me, not complaining. It's just like a weird like thing where like this is what does it for me now.
Yeah.
You know?
I get it. Ricky Stark, Sean Spears, AEW Rampage take on the Switchblade, Jay White and Juice Robinson. They got to do more with Jay right now. Dustin.
Yeah.
And Keith Lee in tag team action. That's the odd couple. I want him to start. I want Keith Lee to start doing the face paint.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
He could do the gold dust face paint.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Jay. Who put this up? Did you? Did you? Who
I didn't, I didn't touch that.
I hit a button.
Oh. Take it off. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jonathan. The problem is he's using his bad arm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. How are you feeling, Jonathan?
I'm feeling terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what that means.
Yeah.
Anna Jay A.S. versus Ashley D'Ambozi?
Sure.
Is that right?
MG, is that right? How do you say that?
How do you say that?
Close enough. I'm not sure. I've never seen her.
Cash Wheeler battles Jay Lethal.
What time did you write all this?
The Acclaimed addresses the people, and we hear from the Outcasts.
Great.
Yeah. Next week on Dynamite, MJF and Sammy Guevara take on Darby Allin and Jungle Boy. If Darby and Jungle Boy get the win, they get added to the main event of Double or Nothing, which most likely they will. Orange Cassidy, Adam Cole, Bandido, and Roderick Strong versus Daniel Garcia, Matt Menard, Angela Parker, and Jake Hager.
Cool.
Those are the matches for next week.
All right. Question time?
Q&A time, boys and girls.
Guys, if you want to submit your questions, use the hashtag AskMattMen. Our producers will throw them into our fancy new social queue up here. If you want to send us a super chat, we will answer those questions first. We got about 20 minutes, so a little extra question time today. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go into it. Ooh, this is from Daylon. I think I said his name right, finally. Fantasy draft.
Okay.
Top three picks from each of you. Any wrestler of all time, living or dead, can't pick the same person.
Who goes first?
You go okay. First. Hoist.
Hulk Hogan.
Boom.
Steve Austin.
Okay.
Shawn Michaels.
Ooh. Strong. Strong. Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't pick the same person.
Oh, can't pick the same person. Okay. Eddie Guerrero.
Okay.
Dusty.
Okay. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Eddie Guerrero, Dusty, Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, that's fun. All right. This is from Glassdoor Gamer. I hope AEW does not do a hard brand split. Two sets of titles don't make Daddy Magic happy.
It's some people will go back and forth. Some people will be exclusive on one brand. Okay. I mean, if you're the TBS champion, shouldn't you be on TBS? If you're the TNT champion, shouldn't you be on TNT?
Right.
You know?
Makes sense.
I think that international title you could put on whatever. I would say elevate the international title, okay,
mm-hmm.
And have that on that other brand that the world title's not on. And if the world title's on, you know, like, actually, you got to have the world title on both. But mm-hmm. you could do the same. I think they should make that international title elevate a little bit. It's a cool looking belt. You could have that as, you know, like. A number of people in that company could hold that title and have some unbelievable main event level matches.
Absolutely. It's a matter of time. I think the slow build with Orange Cassidy is definitely happening, you know, even though he's like, why isn't he considered a pillar?
Oh, that isn't, I guess he is. He's one of the originals there,
you know, because I think like at one point, once they like, do you think it's possible that he's going to drop the comedy gimmick and then go for the world title?
I don't know. You know, that comedy gimmick is really over,
mm-hmm.
and it's part of his charm. So I don't think it ever will go away. But maybe he should kind of drop a little bit of it,
like a Cactus Jack return or something, where like they unleash. Like, what's the opposite of an orange?
The opposite of it's an apple.
An apple. Yeah. Apple Cassidy shows up.
Apple Cassidy,
and he's like a mean motherfucker. All right. This is from Phil. Have you heard if AEW All In could be screened live on ITV4 in the UK? Also, with BT Sport changing to TNT Sports in the summer.
Hold on. Can you pull it up on the screen?
Hey, put it up there.
No. There we go. Oh, go again. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My bad. That was my bad. I was trying to clear messages for you. Sorry.
It's okay, Mr. Gonzo. Have you heard of AEW All In could be screened live on ITV4 in the UK? First part.
I have not heard anything about it.
Also, with BT Sport changing to TNT Sports in the summer, could AEW move once the ITV deal is up?
Possible. Yeah. I don't know much about the UK television scene, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'll do some more homework on it.
Let's see. This is from Josh. I don't think it's our Josh, though. It might be.
Josh.
Can you tell us where in the world Miro is? Carmen Sandiego has nothing on this dude.
The last I heard, ideas were pitched. He did not like those ideas, and he is not there.
Interesting.
But, you know, Friday show. I would put him in a program with Punk. That would be cool to see again.
I have no interest in seeing him and Miro.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Like, no interest in Punk. You know who I wouldn't mind Miro interrupting stuff. Kind of like Kane.
Just comes out there and interrupts the situation.
Like an angry, like, dude, you know? Like, he'll interrupt the BCC stuff. He'll interrupt the Bullet Club stuff. He's in the Bullet Club for a day. Take him out. He fights Goldberg for some reason.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Him and Goldberg?
This is from Cadillac Carson. But if Cody wins this belt, did he really finish the story?
No. I don't believe so.
Okay.
And that's my gripe with this. It's you decided you're not going to beat Roman. I understand that. But now the importance of that Cody win, if he doesn't beat Roman, are kind of blah, right? Doesn't mean as much.
Yeah. I agree with that. This is from Balor Club Guy, friend of the show, Balor Club Guy. Happy Friday, Andrew and Rich. My question is, does Cody go to the same show as Roman to finish the story? Good follow-up. Or does Cody move on from Roman and Cody wins the world title? Hashtag ask Batman.
What do you think? What would you like to see?
I would like to see him still chase Roman. Let's say Roman gets drafted to Raw, Cody gets drafted to SmackDown. Cody says, like, hell no, I'm not going to SmackDown. I'm coming out. I'm still going after that belt. That would be cool. You know, and then eventually it ends at SummerSlam, right? Or it's the consolation prize, you know? But I like your idea before of Seth winning that belt and being the inaugural champion.
Yeah.
And then Cody taking it. This is from Vegan. Can we talk about what Chavo Guerrero's deal is? Something happened with Chavo?
Was he working everybody? I mean, I don't know what that was. Was it a work? Was it... him being serious, he pretty much said that Ray is taking advantage of Eddie's name and using it for his benefit and profiting off of it.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know what, I don't know anything beyond it. Listen, I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of that relationship. I do love his theme when it goes, ooh, Chavo, doot, doot, doot. Dude, I want that. I want that theme for me. Ooh, Andrew. Nobody says that when I walk in a room.
No, it's usually the opposite.
It's like, yuck.
Andrew.
Oh, Andrew.
That guy. This is from Colonel Stutters. As a person who also uses pro wrestling scorecards, has making PLE predictions with them changed the way you watch PLEs? That's right up your alley.
I have... doing the watch-alongs changed the way I would watch the pay-per-views and the PLEs, and I didn't like what was happening. That's why I stopped doing the watch-alongs. Like, Rich and I would be, you know, we started like 6 o'clock. You do a little pre-show, and the show starts at like 7, 8. And now it's like 11:45, and you're dreading the show. Because, you know, it's a different way of watching. You got to talk. You're not pausing. You're in front of someone else. You're having a couple drinks. So we stopped doing it, and I'm enjoying these shows more. If I'm watching it as a fan, I enjoy wrestling so much more than having to think, oh, crap, I got to go talk about this after.
Right. You mean, like, in the midst of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I did that show with Garrett following the Rumble.
I got such a kick out of your plight that night.
Oh, God. It was like 11:30 and I'm like dying in bed.
I get a text from Andrew. I agreed to do a post show after the Royal Rumble. Why? Yeah. And I started giggling and I still haven't stopped giggling.
Yeah, because you know me.
I know you.
Yeah.
I know you.
Well, we both questioned you because you were like, I'm doing that. I'm like, you are?
Like, why would you agree to that? Like, you dip out at like...
It was huge viewers,
you,
too.
Yeah, you dip out at like 9 o'clock, though, and then you start doing dip. It's your tradition.
After 9 o'clock, Jess says that I become like a crazed man.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I'm starving all day.
Yeah.
You know? So I get very angry. After 9 o'clock, I turn into a werewolf and I start biting people.
Did you get bit by Mr. Gonzo?
You know, yesterday, a friend of mine showed me something. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
A friend of hers got bit in the boob by a horse.
Wow.
I've never seen anything that traumatic. Like I felt it.
Mm. Gnarly.
Yeah.
Where was this horse?
In the Hamptons.
Of course.
Yeah.
Posh horses.
This
is from MCASP. How would you book AEW post Double or Nothing? Must TK book big matches and not hold back with the roster?
How would you book AEW post Double or Nothing? Must Tony Khan book big matches and not hold back? Yeah, I agree with that statement. I think he should be doing more. Post Double or Nothing, you're going to have, obviously, you're building up to the June pay-per-view, Forbidden Door, and you're also building up to your announcement of the Saturday show. You're building up to CM Punk. You're building up. You're going to have a ton of stuff happening. So I think we'll see it now. We'll see it after this show.
This is from Adam Frazier. If AEW did a draft and you were each general managers for the two A shows, give me your top five draft picks. Teams count as one.
Okay. But we're going to put in the rule that Punk and the Elite cannot be on the same card.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
So you get your five, I get my five.
Okay.
You go first. But we'll go back and forth.
Yeah, CM Punk.
Okay, so you're picking Punk.
I'm picking Punk.
All right. So I'll pick the Bucks in that case.
Okay. You got the Bucks, I got Punk. We'll do back and forth.
Yeah, we're going back and forth.
I'm going to go with... I'll go Punk. I'll go... Does Kenny count? No, I can't have Kenny, right?
Okay, yeah. So Kenny. So okay, let's so say you got Kenny in the Bucks. Let's say Kenny in the Bucks is one.
Okay. I'm gonna go with.
I'm winning already.
I'm gonna go with Adam Cole
as your second.
As my second.
Okay. I'll go Moxley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Danielson.
Okay. Jamie Hayter.
Jamie Hayter. I'm going to go with Tony Storm.
Okay. And just because he's my guy, I got to go Samoa Joe.
Oh, does he count? Is he in this?
Yeah, he's in this.
I'm going to go Takeshita.
Good. Okay. And I think we each get one more.
One more.
Ooh, tough. Who fills out my top five right now? MJF.
MJF?
Yeah,
okay.
I'll take MJF.
And I'll take Jericho.
Good. Okay. I'd like to see that clash of our fantasy rosters.
Yeah, I like that. Good question, Adam.
Let's see. What else we got here? I know we got a couple of super chats in here. MG, can you add them to the social queue, please?
Yeah, they're there. They're there.
I can't
down toward the bottom.
They're down towards the bottom? Okay, thank you.
Down by a river.
There we go. This is from Glassdoor Gamer. Hear anything about AEW on Max for live events?
I don't know, but I really hope so. I had heard the rumblings, with the Ring of Honor announcement, and it's funny because it came from someone in WWE that they had heard about this.
Okay.
And they had told me about the Ring of Honor deal, and they had told me this. So I think a lot of it had to do with the merger happening. You know, we would have a very different picture of what AEW would be doing by now if the merger had not happened. I don't know if it would be more positive or negative, but it would be a different situation. It's a different company.
Okay.
I think the merger stuff had to get out of the way until they figured out what they were doing. They didn't even know what they were doing with that streaming platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just on AEW. They said it wasn't going to be called HBO. They took the HBO name out. They were going to call it something else. They went back to Max.
Yeah.
I think the HBO name it resonates tremendously. They said it doesn't resonate with younger people.
Right.
Which is weird. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but listen.
Their number one youth show about the drugged out teenagers. Come on, what is that show called?
I'm trying to
Euphoria.
I'm trying to think of the name. Sorry.
Euphoria.
Is that what happens on that show?
Yeah, that's what they do. They
I'm on drugs. Ah.
They just have sex and they're on drugs. Ah, it's wacky. We're wild, you know, urban youth. We live in the city.
This I love the parts in the show where you make yourself sound like a real old man.
There's no parental supervision. It's like kids.
Oh yeah, that was our classic.
That was our classic. Harmony Korine.
This is from Michael Thomas Banshits. $2. Thank you very much.
There's nothing there.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks. All right.
Thank you, Michael.
This is from Ten Ruza. Thoughts on the 60K Rego for pre-sale for All In.
So pre-registration. So 60,000 people have shown interest in buying tickets. I don't know what that means. You know?
Yeah.
I hope it means something positive. I just don't know what pre-registration means. So, I mean, is that 60,000 people? Is that 60,000 tickets you're interested in? If it's 60,000 people, then, I mean, dude, they have the opportunity to do something astronomical and unheard of.
Yeah.
A three-year-old company doing this? I don't know what it means. And I'm hoping for the sake of wrestling in general, I hope that they have, 65,000, 70,000 people in that building. Even 50,000, even 45,000.
They sometimes do this with shoes where they will have like a sign up for like a pre-ticket so they can see how many are made. So
yeah.
It would be a thing of seeing how many, if they're going to curtain out some seats or not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you have 60,000 people interested, you better keep that thing open. You know?
She said.
That is what she said. Thank you.
This guy, you got to excuse Jonathan. This guy is high as a kite right now, but maybe not of his own choosing. This guy just had a surgery, so he's in recovery right now. Thank you for coming on, Jonathan.
No problem.
Dude, he took like 60 ashwagandhas this morning. That's what the problem is.
This is from David Claire Bennett. What program gives you guys that nostalgic feel, the most similar to the feeling you got when you first fell in love with wrestling?
You know, I have to say that All Out that we went to, 2021.
Sure.
I would say that was the closest that I had been to how I felt when I was a kid with wrestling.
You know, I'll say when AEW does it right, that it hits all the notes for me.
New Japan, like...
Yes.
Like 2014,
yeah.
2015, 2016, New Japan. Loved it. When AEW hits everything on the all cylinders are firing, I get that feeling.
Absolutely.
But and what match? Is there a match?
I think it's just like everyone, like the whole package put together, you know?
Yeah.
I got something for
you. I'll quickly say this, MG. WrestleMania Night 1, I had that feeling this year.
You liked it a lot.
I loved it. I had such a great time watching it.
Yeah.
And it was because of like the situation surrounding it, like personally, I had a great time watching it. You know?
The situation.
T-shirt time. Go ahead, MG.
It's
every time the Goyles are wrestling.
Oh my God. No, the Black Bull Combat Club stuff right now where they're just attacking people. And it reminded me of the Shield, which reminded me of, and you guys, this will be a reference, and before they became the Bushwhackers, the Sheep Herders. I loved them when they were in...
I never saw them.
Okay.
Look them up on YouTube. The Sheep Herders did exactly what the Black Bull Combat Club's doing now. They just attacked, ravishly beat, left people left for dead and ran away. And then Vince turned them into bobbling idiots. And it worked for
him. But listen, but did he do harm to that gimmick? They made the most money they had ever made.
That's absolutely. What I said.
Doing
it made,
this and
it,
licking
it
people's
worked
heads.
For him.
That's all I remember. You know what? You do this. I hear about. Why do I remember the Bushwhackers?
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, they were kid friendly for sure. I get it, but I remember the show.
Come here.
Can we get just like the new Andrew GIF of you doing the Bushwhacker strut? Makes me laugh. That shit makes me laugh, man. Thanks, MG. You waited. MG waited 40 years for wrestling to make him feel young again. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Are you guys still adding stuff, or people do remember the sheep herders in the chat? Wow.
I'm too. I'm 39. I'm gonna be 39 in a week.
Are you sad?
I'm feeling old.
Yeah.
Like my bones hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, get some new bones.
Dude, fuck it. I need new bones. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, get rid of those old bones, man. They got new bone surgery.
Do they?
Yeah.
They're dusty old bones.
Get some new bones in you.
But my bones are hollow like a bird. When I die, you're just going to leave me there and I'm going to evaporate.
You do jump very high.
Yeah.
Without even trying.
And I can fly too.
This is from Kenny Williams. What are your thoughts on the Sami KO Saudi situation? I don't know about you guys, but I would go to Saudi Arabia and enjoy it no matter what. And never take a political stance when it comes to.
If people don't want to go to Saudi Arabia, they're entitled not to go.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care.
Oh, Kenny Williams is saying that you look 29.
Oh, Kenny.
And
I'll
he
take
said,
that.
And he said, don't be sad.
Thank you. Just, I'm tired.
If you guys want to fund Andrew's
bone surgery?
Bone surgery.
Dude, I'm going to take all my bones, and I want to put the bones of a 17-year-old in me.
They're going to make you look like Busy Bone.
Isn't and oh, from all, Bone Thugs
from
and
Bone
Harmony?
Thugs and Harmony.
Not Lazy Bone?
Not Lazy Bone.
Not Crazy Bone?
Mm-mm.
How about Wishbone?
Busy Bone. Was there a Wishbone?
There was and there was a Flesh and Bone.
Really?
But Flesh was not really
in... He wasn't the original Bone Thugs?
He was in the original Bone Thugs, but when they made it, Flesh like went off. I think he went to do something else. Maybe he was in jail. I don't know. But and then he came back, and he had his own career, but he would like guest spot.
I remember you being really into Bone Thugs.
Dude, Bone Thugs was great. They were so good.
MG has no idea what you're talking about.
I do. Very much.
He was into Boner Thugs. That's a whole different DVD.
He keeps renting that movie. He's renting that VHS tape.
I thought I was buying East 99 Eternal. I bought Boner Thugs. Totally different movie.
Still love it.
Still love it.
I didn't return it. It's very overdue.
Oh, God.
This is Tenruza 299. Apparently, Minnesota finalist city for Mania 41.
Minnesota in April? All right.
Sure. Yeah. That's cool.
Minneapolis.
They have a roof on that city now, or on their stadium now. So, yeah, the
whole
we can
city.
Do it.
The whole city's in a roof. No wonder. It's Minneapolis.
That'd be awesome.
The domed city of
they
Minneapolis.
Gotta keep them out of the way.
Wait, Minneapolis has the dome, or Minnesota has the dome?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay. Minnesota, not the state of Minnesota, but the entire city of Minneapolis has
yes,
the dome.
The entire city.
This is a good one from MCAS.
Yeah.
What would Andrew Zarian look like clean shaven and bald? A young Lex Luthor?
I look like I'm like a shady Turkish jeweler.
Oh boy. I didn't even want to picture you.
No.
Clean shaven and bald.
No.
Your wife had that picture that she sent everybody though. The I think Jonathan made it. Somebody made it. Of you.
As a sufferer?
Yeah, with
but
like,
I had the bird.
And you had the horseshoe. You had like a horseshoe.
No. One of the viewers at the Bald Truth made that. It's so disturbing.
It's a nightmare. It's like an unseeable image.
Yeah, it is an unseeable
image. Did we ever put that on the screen or no?
I think we've done it. I think we've seen that.
That's
before.
Jonathan's leverage for when you get out of line with him.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? I'm going to make you into a sufferer.
I'll post that John Travolta picture of you.
I've been told never to shave my beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. My handsome powers come from the facial hair.
Mm-hmm. My handsome powers. do you think, this is from B. Dave, 1993, do you think they split up the Street Profits tonight?
Yes, I want them to. Montez, singles run all the way. I want Montez to be a big star. Oh, here it is.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
MG did it, huh?
Dude, this is so fucked up, this picture.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
This picture is so fucked up.
You look like the fucking leader from like the comic books.
Do you guys want to see it?
The Hulk villain?
Hold on.
He put it in the chat room, dude.
Did he? Hold on.
That's the one I'm talking about. Holy shit. That's the unseeable image. The one in the chat's hysterical, though.
Oh, God.
Oh boy.
That is unfucking seeable.
So, you're bald.
Disgusting.
You're gonna
be. And you know what, MG? This is even fucking worse. You fucking pillhead.
Oh, Adam called you Flex Luthor in the chat room. That's pretty good.
Don't you do that to me. What do you call me?
Flex Luthor.
I like that.
So, this is your nightmare.
That is my nightmare.
Your bones is fucked up.
Yeah.
You're bald.
Oh, shit, I'm out of financial.
No beard. You're done. What would you do if that had you woke up tomorrow? Oh, I got a good one.
I gotta take my
He's leaving. He's fucking leaving now. He's upset. He's done. Don't pull the plug, man. All right. He almost pulled the plug on the whole thing. It would have gone black.
Now I have to take this. I hope you're happy.
That's Flintstones vitamins, dude. What would you do tomorrow if you had strong bones again?
Mm-hmm.
No aches and pains.
But no hair.
No hair.
No.
Or like a double mohawk like that guy from that band Prodigy.
Did you watch Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Remember when Tobias
yes.
got that infection, but he wouldn't get rid of the hair?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would be. I would just slowly die with my beautiful hair.
Oh, man. Louis Lamberti says, bro, I never want to see that image again.
It's fucking cursed.
Would you get hair implants if you ever were bald?
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Wow,
and I work with the American Hair Loss Association. I'm on the board.
Mm.
I have an award. Look at this. I have a follicular unit extraction award. FUE Europe, 8th annual meeting in Manchester. There you go.
That's amazing.
I'm recognized.
Oh, boy. Josh says, never nude.
I am a never nude.
Are we done freaking out?
I'm done freaking out. Right. Do we have any more questions?
Let's get some more questions, right, guys, and then we'll get out of here.
I got to get on that 12:23 train.
You got to get on that. Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to take you to the train. It's a very – I make Andrew sit in the back. It's a very driving Miss Daisy situation when
he
I
drop
him
off. He has a car seat in there. He puts me in the fucking car seat.
I do. I pick him up under his arms, and then I go, are you ready to go? Are you ready to go for a ride? And then I go legs in, and then I put him in the car seat, strap him up.
Brad Smith, I'm not only a client, I'm also the president. I had dinner with Cy Sperling.
Did you really?
I did.
Yeah, he
fascinating.
Looks like a murderer.
He does.
He's dead, right?
He's dead. Okay. He died a couple of years ago.
Did you kill him?
I did yell at him about Hair Club for Men and their practices.
I want to know what that was like. Like how it seems in my head, it's very clandestine. Like it was a very secret meeting with Cy Sperling. Did you tell anybody about it, or was it like a one-on-one type thing?
No, I had someone else there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you wearing a wire?
I was wearing a wire the whole time.
All right. This is from John. Hunter can get guys over by having them lose. Do you feel Tony is scared to have his top guys lose, which they did in the first 2 years?
No, I don't think Tony thinks that way. I think that WWE's logic of booking is very different than what Tony does. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just a very different way of thinking. I don't know. Hunter did some great stuff, but he also did some crappy stuff. And Tony does some great stuff and then not so great stuff. So I think it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
I think the problem with AEW is they need to get guys over like Max as world champion, but you also have so many other guys that could be really good in that position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's going to start facing that question of, do you put the title on guys like Kenny Omega and CM Punk and Chris Jericho, Bryan Danielson, or do you keep the title on your up-and-coming young homegrown talent?
Okay.
You know, 2-3 years ago, I would have said Andrade could be their world champion and Miro could be their world champion. Now, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Right? I think MJF is the right choice for
right
now. He's
the right choice.
Yeah.
He's absolutely the right choice, but you got to create more MJFs. That's all.
Yeah, but again, we talk about this loosely on the show because you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but it's also as much up to the talent as it is the office, right?
Of course.
And I think, you know, MJF's mouth got him where he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is one from Gorilla Glue Stew. Great name. Do you think Jordynne Grace will end up in AEW or WWE?
I don't know. I don't know why she hasn't been to either. She's in remarkable shape. Did you see those competitive photos of her? She's bodybuilding.
No, I did not.
What a transformation. You know, hard work does unbelievable. And she very much has transformed her whole working ability. She was, you know, she was Big Mama. What was he? Big Mama Pump.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't she do like the Scott Steiner thing? She was like jacked up, like weightlifter. But now she looks like she's like a competitive bodybuilder. I think she'd be good for both companies. Maybe AEW a little bit more. But AEW needs to figure out what they're doing with that women's division. It's a little all over the place.
It is. I do think there's going to be, it's a little scattered. I do think there's going to be like some kind of closure in the next few months once the Ring of Honor and like all this stuff happens, right?
Yeah.
This is good. In your opinion, did Triple H bury Roman on SmackDown when he announced the WWE World title? Sure sounds like it.
I don't think he intentionally did. I think it was interpreted that way. I don't think Hunter's smart enough to know, do not bury your your golden goose on TV. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was intended to be that way. But also Roman's a heel, right? That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily like that they did another title like this. There were other ways they could have backed themselves out of here, but the Roman Thousand Day thing is the main thing here. That's really what got in the way.
This is from Mike Awesome. Do you ever wonder what Tony Khan is staring at when he's doing the promos? Yeah, he's staring at a teleprompter.
Nah, dude. Just MG. He's staring at a photo of him.
Sacre bleu.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. It is very hard to speak publicly, okay? Yeah. In that manner. We do this, but if you put me in front of a camera and you're like, okay, read these lines, it's very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You gotta really... You learn it, obviously, but you really need to have a little bit of that in you. I think for Tony, he's just not used to talking on TV like that.
I think it's just a prompter that's not where it should be, to be honest with
you.
I think that's what it is. I just think it's a prompter that's not angled appropriately because his eye line is off.
Maybe
someone's
taking their wiener out.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's what they do to him. They just, every time he's cutting a promo, they just prank him. Someone walks by with their wiener.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop. This is one from Pro Wrestling Joe. Have you ever considered quitting your day job to work on pro wrestling full time, or are you a sane person? We could.
Yes, all the time. I did leave my day job. Podcasting was my full time job for a decade.
Yeah.
And then I did leave my day job where podcasting became my full time job again.
But you also had kids.
I also had kids.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, I have to tell you, I did have a very realistic offer,
mm-hmm.
not to do podcasts, but to do something in wrestling.
Right.
My job is very unique and I, knock on wood, I do well.
Yeah.
I don't think they would be able to financially convince me.
They couldn't have matched what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm not making millions, you know, like right. It's not like that, but it's still also with the availability of hours for me to do all my other bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like being a dad.
Yeah.
Shocking for a lot of people. But I like to hang out with my kids. I like to say, F it, it's Monday. I'm going to the Mets game. It's my son's birthday on Wednesday. So there's a number in my head that I would have to get to sacrifice my time.
Right.
I don't think anybody would ever even realistically come close to that because it's so unrealistic and not fair. You'll probably get a better employee with someone else that doesn't have my bad habits
or mesh shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is from Estilo Latino. Did the AEW roster split affect Ring of Honor? I expect a hard split to clearly differentiate Ring of Honor from AEW, younger talent, working veterans, more character development, NJPW strong guys.
Did the AOL Holy shit.
Did AOL split the AEW roster?
Yeah. Did AEW roster split affect Ring of Honors? I expect a hard split to clearly... Yes, it will. I do think it will affect it. 100%. Especially if you're... Why are you putting Samoa Joe on a show where it's not going to do anything for you? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, I'm not saying that Samoa Joe is not going to be on Ring of Honor, mm-hmm. but you have these opportunities to do some cool stuff with the Ring of Honor brand. And they don't have TV yet. So,
yeah.
Why are you going to waste your talent on something, top talent on something that's not even getting in front of a lot of people? That's my point.
Good point.
Yeah.
MCASP, so sad French Tony Khan hasn't called into the show.
Not today, dude. International calls are expensive.
Not today.
I didn't pay the bill.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
He's a waskly wabbit, that guy.
Yeah.
Also, it's weird. I'm never around when he calls.
So weird. He doesn't like you.
I know. Bizarre. This is from Cadillac Carson. Let's make this the last question.
Okay.
Which wrestler would you want to be your chef?
Oh, I know exactly who.
Biggie.
No, RJ City.
Really?
Yeah. I want RJ, and you know who else? I love RJ, and I would love for Renee.
Okay,
to do
fair
a
enough.
Cooking show.
Fair
love
enough.
That.
Biggie, I got one. Biggie seems like he's a fantastic chef, if it's not Biggie. man, go ahead, MG.
Yeah, well, there's Baron Corbin who posts those things on there.
Yeah,
and if I want someone to cook good food, someone that's actually trained as a chef, Candice LeRae.
Oh yeah, so, can't you see? He knows everything about the Goyles.
Mm-hmm. He's a girl guy.
He's a girl guy.
I got.
He
one.
Goes on the women of wrestling message boards and just like reads about their personal lives all day.
Out loud though.
Out loud. Candace is a chef. Britt Baker's a dentist.
What was yours, Jonathan?
I'm going for Enzo, so I get some fine Italian matzah.
That guy strikes me as not being able to cook.
What is he making? You know what? I got one. Danhausen.
Yeah? You want some of that evil food?
I would love to have... And I'm going to manifest this.
Okay.
I would love to have Danhausen here.
Mm-hmm.
And just doing something in my kitchen.
Okay.
In character. With my kids just sitting.
Do you think he'd spook the kids?
Oh, my kids would be so into him.
Okay. Yeah.
I do that to them all the time. Go to bed.
Teeth in every piece of food.
Yeah, teeth in every piece of food. Exactly.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm getting hungry.
All right, time to go.
Did you order the food? Did you order lunch?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Guys, we're done for this week. Love each and every one of you. I'll see you on Sunday with another Wrestling Observer Live. We're live, pal, next week because I have to go to work. But we will be back next Friday with another Meat Men. Bye-bye for now, everybody.
Later.